heard Baylor's song a little bit ago, and I promised yesterday I'd do it, so I'll do it before I forget. Would someone like to put these keys in their pocket? City Slickers faces when they're calling. Figure out what I'm going to mic with this. Just remember, we do this for people that have a negative entertainment threshold. Also remember, I'm 68 years old, so it's been a while since I've done that. If somebody had told me when I was 15 I'd be able to do this when I was 20, I'd have been able to do it. All right. Here's the thing about hand boning, in case you've never seen it before. It teaches you you're not born with bigotry. You gotta learn. And we had enough bigotry in my household when I was a young redneck to last the whole county. And so Mom would say things like, don't go hang out with them black kids who lives down by the railroad tracks, which translated into my child brain, my pre-bigoted child brain. Don't hang out with people that sing harmony on pitch with rhythm and timing. Sing. So of course, you know, I went straight down to the railroad track. It's so much fun. A couple years ago we played in my hometown. People remember this fellow. I had a friend named Bobby Lowe who just felt sorry for me because I was white. And even there, nobody knew what ever become of him. I hadn't seen him since maybe I was 12 years old. We were both the same age. We started hanging out together when we were about 8. And he would sit around on rocks and do the hand bone. He just always had great rhythm. You know, he'd make up songs like Bobby Lowe's big brother coming after him. Run, Bobby Lowe, run. Run, Bobby Lowe, run. Ouch. I gotta quit working out. and I was always begging him to show me how, you know, because you can only imagine what that did to the brain of an 8-year-old, you know, to see somebody could do that. He could do it way better than I could, even practice in a lifetime. And he just wouldn't show me. And he told me it was out of, because he liked me, he said, you're a good friend, and I don't want to try to show you something you can't do, because you're white. But you know how kids are, he would torture me, and he could do what he called the honky hand bone with one hand. He just didn't have no rhythm or timing, just went like that. And he'd keep the beat with this foot, and then he would do what he called the Negro hand bone with this hand, and keep the beat with this foot, sort of like this. So once I learned to do that, you know, do not embarrass yourself. I thought, what good is this going to do me, you know, go to my first job interview? What can you do, young man? Well, watch this. Security. Anyway, that's how I think I got the job in this band. So I like to write a song about every great horse I ever had. And this horse was a wonderful horse. I had him almost all his life. I had to put him down in 2002. He finally got in so much pain from the hard work he'd done. He was my stallion, and a lot of people don't realize how hard the stallion line of work can be. I admire a man of any species that enjoys his work. But this particular horse, his name was Balatir Nazir, and we called him Balo. And just in case there's some rural people here, I like to tell this because it's my fondest memory. I took him to the Kentucky Horse Park when he was age 22. He was a wonderful English pleasure horse and also a Western pleasure horse, which is a very unusual combination of a horse to be able to win championships. But I put him in the Liberty class at the age of 22 at the Kentucky Horse Park, the grandest Class A show in the whole country, and he won it. Never been won since by a horse older than three. And he just spent his whole life kind of knowing who he was, you know. And that's why I got the idea of writing a song about him. And it's this one's called Balo's Song. And by all means, you are welcome to play along. And he had, I'll just tell you this, because it's on my mind that I lost his greatest son last November. He'd been my great distance horse. He was nominated for the 96 Olympics and still holds the Eastern United States record for 50 miles. And considering all those great distance races he was in, he had to carry a wheezing lummox on his back. It was hard to part with him. But his older brother is still with me, and it's as far as I've been able to trace down, he's the last horse in the great Nazir line, direct line from the Nazir, who might have been the greatest racehorse that ever lived. And he's 31 now, sort of the senior guy around our barn, and he don't take no lip.